USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is the U.S. and Russian negotiators are going to meet directly on Monday to discuss military exercises in Europe. According to a Reuters report, the conversations will center around Russia's continued presence along the Ukraine border. According to White House officials, they hope Russia and Ukraine will agree to restrict their military exercises and missile deployments in the region for now. An official adding they won't be discussing the U.S. limiting its troop deployments in NATO countries. President Biden and former President Barack Obama are paying their final respects to Harry Reid. The former Senate Majority Leader died on December 28th at 82. At a memorial service in Las Vegas yesterday, Biden remembered Reid as a man he said you wanted in your corner and said he would always have your back. And you were listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of California is now calling for what he says is the largest emergency response package in the nation as provided by any state. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday unveiling a $2.7 billion proposal to fight COVID-19 in the state of California. The funds in a state budget proposal would go to support hospitals, vaccinations, and more testing in the state. And if passed by the state legislature, the budget wouldn't take effect until July, but Newsom says it's still going to be needed then. An 8-year-old boy is alive after he fell from a 7th-floor window of a Florida apartment building, reportedly falling by accident yesterday morning at the complex in North Miami. The child survived the 7-story fall, but WPLG in Miami says he did suffer multiple broken bones, and he's still being treated at a local trauma center, but is expected to survive. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Law enforcement officers often lose their lives in the line of duty. Here's one who died on his way to the line of duty.
It happened Saturday morning around 7 in North Bergen. NorthJersey.com reports 28-year-old Julio Noriega was driving his Honda Accord north on Tonelli Avenue near 41st Street when he rear-ended the truck. The truck driver and two Good Samaritans pulled Noriega from the burning car, but he was unconscious and later pronounced dead. Noriega was a 2-year member of the North Bergen Police Department and was on his way to work at the time of the crash.
That's David Thomas reporting. The James Webb Space Telescope is now fully deployed, according to NASA. That space observatory, the size of a tennis court, was launched from a facility in French Guiana on Christmas Day. That telescope is now on its way to its final destination, which is orbit around the sun. A million miles away from the Earth, NASA says it was one of the riskiest and most difficult space launches ever, and it's going to be a difficult mission, but they're looking forward to finding out things about the universe they've never been able to find out before. And the Republican National Committee has narrowed its search for its 2024 presidential convention site. The short list of cities includes Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Nashville, and Salt Lake City. A decision's expected by spring. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.